This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Royal Canadian Mounted Police investigating the abduction of a 2-year-old girl say they have found human remains. Victim services officials made that announcement to a horrified crowd that had gathered in Blairmore in southwestern Alberta at a candlelight vigil for Haley Dunbar Blanchette. Relatives, friends, and strangers who had shown up to lend support in the search for the girl were overcome with grief, breaking down in tears as officials announced the Amber Alert has been canceled. That alert had been extended to British Columbia, Saskatchewan, and Montana. Haley was abducted early Monday morning from the town of Blairmore by someone driving a speeding white van. Her father, 27-year-old Terry Blanchette, was found dead in their home, and police believe his death was a homicide. Police have a 22-year-old suspect in custody. Superintendent Tony Hamery said the name of the man, a resident of Blairmore who was arrested there on Tuesday, would not be released until charges had been filed. Exotic animals will be banned from shows in Missoula under an ordinance approved by the city council. The ban passed 8-3 Monday night covers animals including elephants, white tigers, snow leopards, and African lions. It exempts rodeos and educational displays. A representative of the Western Montana Shrine Club Circus spoke against the measure. Grover Barr said the ban could hurt the organization's ability to raise money for Shriners hospitals. Supporters of the ordinance said the circus could still be successful without exotic animal acts. A federal judge has dismissed a German student's host family from liability for his death during a ski trip. The family of Nicholas Waschel filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Whitefish Mountain Resort, his host family, and the exchange agency in December of 2013. The case against the resort is scheduled to go to trial in November. Montana public school students who have not received a chickenpox vaccination by October 1st will not be allowed to attend school unless they receive an exemption. A new law that takes effect in 2 weeks also requires the whooping cough vaccination for pre-kindergarten through high school students. Medical and religious exemptions must be submitted in writing to the school. Students who already have had chickenpox are also exempt. A state judge has ordered former Wyoming death row inmate Dale Eaton to attend a court hearing in Casper next week as prosecutors for the second time seek the death penalty against him. Eaton was convicted in 2004 of the 1988 murder of 18-year-old Lisa Marie Kimmel of Billings. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices has dismissed a complaint against Greg Gianforte, the Republican candidate for governor in the upcoming election. Steve Jess reports.
A few days after Gianforte declared his candidacy in August, a Butte resident filed a complaint claiming Gianforte had broken the law by hiring campaign staff and registering a website months earlier without filing required campaign reports. In an interview the day after he entered the race, Gianforte denied making any improper campaign expenditures.
Yeah, the campaign really starts with me filing, which has happened this week.
Political Practices Commissioner Jonathan Modell agreed. After looking at the evidence and talking to the candidate, he ruled that hiring a staff member and reserving a website called Greg for Montana don't amount to campaign spending that has to be reported.
Mr. Gianforte was engaged in deciding whether or not he wanted to be a candidate for governor, and he was using his own funds. But he never declared his candidacy for governor.
If the website had been called Gianforte for Governor instead of Greg for Montana, Modell says he would have ruled differently. An individual is free to explore a candidacy, he says, as long as they don't explicitly collect or spend campaign funds or declare their intentions. Modell hopes his ruling will serve as guidance for future candidates who are confused over reporting requirements. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
A team looking into Montana's high suicide rate has found that of the 243 completed suicides in the state last year, 81% were males and nearly a quarter were veterans. The Billings Gazette reports the Montana Suicide Mortality Review team found that there were about 20 suicides per month in 2014, resulting in a rate of 23.8 per 100,000 people, the highest in the United States. Of those, almost 9% of the state's suicides involved American Indians, who make up just 6% of Montana's population. The team was appointed by Governor Steve Bullock in 2013 to look at the factors driving the state's high suicide and making recommendations on stopping deaths. State Suicide Prevention Coordinator Carl Rosten says the preliminary ways to reduce suicide risk include training and increased suicide awareness. Thanks for listening for Montana Headline News. I'm Edward O'Brien.